Good morning, clan. It's your general speaking, Lord Bison, aka the Dark Emperor. Welcome to Divine Warfare, the podcast. Well, is it proper for me to say good morning? Because even though it's like 7 a.m. in Miami, wherever you at, it may be a different time. I'm not a time zone expert, but I'm going to assume that everyone that's listening is not on the same time that I am on. So good evening, good afternoon, you know, and shit, maybe even good night, depending on where you at. But before you go to bed, or if you're just awake and shaking, eggs with eggs and bacon, I wanted to holler at you real quick. The first thing that I saw when I woke up this morning, which is crazy, and I don't wish this on nobody, President Donald Trump and his wife Melania Trump has tested positive for the coronavirus. Yes, I repeat, President Trump and Melania Trump, the first lady, has tested positive for COVID-19. And they tested positive after one of their aides tested positive. Like one of their, I guess, assistants or White House aides tested positive. So I guess they were in close contact. That's all I really know right now. I just think it's crazy, man, especially because I was thinking about what he said at the debate. He kind of mocked, he mocked Joe Biden. He was like, they asked President Trump about, you know, do you take the mask serious? You know, why, you know, did you think the mask worked? Why didn't you take the mask serious? Wearing the facial mask. And, he was like, no, Trump said they work. He said, I wear my mask when I feel like I need to. He said, I'm not like that guy over there. He pointed to Joe Biden. He said, he wears his mask. He can be 200 feet away and he's going to wear his mask. So basically he mocked him. You know what I'm saying? Basically calling him a pussy, in my opinion, in Trump's way. And at the end, which was very interesting, when they were done and the first lady and Joe Biden's wife walked up on stage, Joe Biden's wife had a mask on and she probably was wearing that shit the whole time. So you could just see that Joe Biden and his wife and probably his whole family, you know, kind of, you know, taking this shit seriously. And I know the coronavirus isn't exactly the Black Plague, but it is real, and people are, especially older people, are affected by it, and people that have pre-existing conditions, everybody's affected by it to some degree. So just to see him mock Joe Biden for wearing his mask, and then literally like two days later, he's infected by the same virus that he mocked Joe Biden for trying to prevent from himself, and then he said it's not that serious. You know what I'm saying? It kind of shows you, man, you can't have that, you can't have that kind of relaxed attitude towards this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when you're his age. I think he's older than Joe Biden. I think Trump is actually older than Joe Biden. Or they're about the same age. But especially when you're up in age like that, neither one of these guys are super healthy. You know, Trump isn't exactly the perfect picture of health, and Joe Biden is definitely not psychologically healthy. He has some issues going on. So I just think it's very interesting, man, that our president has caught it, and he has been the most relaxed, at least when it comes to the rules about this shit. And he's been trying to push open the economy and all that, and I understand that everybody wants to get back to normal life, you know, and that's cool, but you still have to be smart about it. And now the chickens are coming home to roost, as Malcolm X once said. But I'm not saying that I want our president to have COVID-19. I know a lot of people are going to be doing the happy dance this morning, and you're going to see a lot of liberals talking shit. That's not the way to go. It needs to be the same people that talk about Martin Luther King and all this shit. Martin Luther King wouldn't wish this shit on anybody. I don't wish this shit on anybody. You know what I'm saying? The COVID-19, especially on an older person, you know. So, but like I said, you're gonna see a lot of people doing the happy dance a lot of liberals in particular during the happy dance, and you're going to see a lot of conservatives looking very stupid this morning. I just hope nothing extremely bad happens to this idiot and to our president, and he can push through it and we get past this as a country, but more importantly as a globe, you know, because COVID has hit everywhere. So, you know, but I think we've been too relaxed with the whole COVID-19 thing, with the whole coronavirus. We've been too relaxed. We've been too passe with it. And, you know, motherfuckers have been doing gatherings and going out in large groups, not wearing their mask and not listening. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you're stupid and you do dumb shit like this can happen. You know, I think most of us, if not all of us, are going to be infected with this virus anyway, because you just can't stop it. You know, you can't sanitize your hands enough. You can't wash your hands enough. You can't socially distance enough. You know, it's only so long you can do this shit. I think the whole fucking planet is going to be infected. You know, this is my opinion, but that doesn't mean that you want to go out and get infected, because when you get infected, you can probably be infecting somebody else. And if you're young and healthy, that's cool. It might be lightweight to you, but you know, you go around your grandma or your grandparents or somebody that, or your little brother or sister that has diabetes or some type of pre-existing condition, you know, asthma, weak lungs, that can fuck them up. You know, would you want to do that? You know, so it's gonna be interesting to see what everybody's talking about today. I just want to give my quick 2 cents on it. You heard it here first. President Trump, President of the United States of America, has tested positive for the coronavirus. We'll see what he has to say. I'm interested to hear what he has to say, and him and the First Lady, and we'll just see, man. You know, send me your thoughts. You know, stay safe, stay COVID-free, and most importantly, keep it gangster. I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.